Doug's Bucket List Broadcast.
You think 45 years went by fast? We can do this.
Today, Doug is live from the Salt Lake City Tabernacle. It's a Doug Wright Show Bucket List Broadcast on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Last week, I had the opportunity to come over here and get a little preview of what we would be seeing and doing today. And an individual that walked us literally through the organ, the history of the organ, ran it through its paces for us, then is here with us today, the principal organist for the Tabernacle Choir, Richard Elliott. And what a thrill that was last week. I was mentioning to you off the air, I've been bragging on that all week long. When I told my mom, you know, I could tell that that even impressed her.
Yeah, it's not something that everybody gets to do, and there's so many fascinating aspects of the organ here, the history, the construction, and of course its association with the choir.
I mentioned when I saw you just how thrilled we all are when we get the Tabernacle organ solo, whether it's at the Christmas show or whatever it might be. To run these magnificent instruments, whether it's this one or the one over at the conference center, through the paces, and to have somebody gifted and skilled at the console, it is marvelous what you see and do. And I still haven't figured out how you work the feet thing.
Well, I haven't either, actually. I'm still working on that. But, yeah, there's a lot going on with the organ. And I think that's the fascination for a lot of us that play it, is that it's a complex instrument and it has such a rich, full sound. And there's just a lot for the eyes to see, too, for the audience.
So. We've posted some of the pictures of you, again, literally taking us into the organ. And I was blown away by how much there is to this on how many levels here at the Tabernacle. I mean, when you think of the blower downstairs, and you were telling me about the horsepower, and the back in the old days people had to pump that by hand. Nobody really realizes, who isn't here and works with this magnificent instrument, just how complex it truly is.
Yeah, really, until the Industrial Revolution, the pipe organ was one of the two most complex inventions of the human mind, along with the mechanical clock. And it's still very complex. It takes a person who really has a strong engineering background, an architectural background, and musical background to make it all work.
And it's spread out throughout the building. As we look right here to the east, we see those two. They look like vents up there, and that's part of the organ too.
Yeah, that's a whole other set of pipes back there that we can control from the front of the room.
Now, back when the Tabernacle was constructed, what kind of instrument did they have in here initially?
Initially, it was a pipe organ, but it was a mechanical organ, so the keyboards were right up against the pipes, and you had wooden levers that operated the valves underneath the pipes, and you had to have somebody, as you mentioned, down in the basement pumping away. And it's actually a very nice system and very simple and easy to repair and everything, but as the organ grew, they needed other ways to control it, and so it's just evolved over the years to the point where now it's one of the largest organs in the world.
When you took us on the tour, I kept hearing the date 1915. What happened in 1915?
There was a major change then. They added the outer wings of the organ facade, so the visual impression was much greater at that point. And then a little before that, they had electrified it. But 1915 was when they put in the first electropneumatic system for controlling the pipes, and that's been in place ever since.
How much has it evolved since then?
Well, it underwent another large renovation in 1948, and that's when really they just basically took it apart and added all kinds of new pipes and a new console, and then it's pretty much stayed the same except for a couple of projects since then to expand it a little bit and bring it up to speed with some high-tech features.
You were telling us some of the pipes are there for looks, others are there for true function, but very few of the pipes are not the real deal.
That's right, yeah. On this organ, there are the 10 largest gold facade pipes are functioning pipes. The other remaining pipes, and there are about 20 or 25 of the other gold pipes, are not functioning, but everything else is functioning. And people often ask us, where are you hiding the other 11,615 pipes or whatever? And a lot of them are quite small, so they're packed in there.
You told me that there are pipes the size of a pencil, and as we went up through the organ, I saw them. It's amazing how tiny they are.
Right. You've got everything from that size all the way up to about 35 feet tall with a speaking length of 32 feet. But, yeah, those are monster pipes, and then all the way down to the tiniest.
It is incredible. How about if we go over and run the organ through a few paces here, and I'm going to ask Jeremy to run things over here for me, or maybe Barry could, because I'm going to switch microphones here, and let me bring this mic up so we can just go with a stick mic. There we go, and I'm going to take this one off. Let's turn that down so it doesn't clatter all over the place, and walking over to the organ. For those that are watching on our KSL News Radio app or on the Facebook page, sitting at this incredible console, I'm going to come over here a little bit so our listeners who are watching, tell us what you're going to play.
I'm going to play a short setting I wrote of I Got Rhythm by George Gershwin, which I wrote for the 2011 Mormon Tabernacle Choir Tour. It shows the whole gamut of the sounds of this organ.
All right, I'm just going to sit back and marvel at this. Here we go. Was magnificent. Boy, talk about running this organ through its paces. And by the way, the organist, that's amazing.
There's a lot of notes in that piece, yeah, and including several melodies that the other melodies that Gershwin wrote besides I Got Rhythm.
I cannot thank you enough for the hospitality we received last week, for allowing us to be here today, sharing your talents, gifts, sharing this organ with our audience today. This has just been a bucket list experience for me.
Thank you, Doug. We're happy to make your dream come true, and we're honored to have you here.
This is just spectacular. Let's go ahead and take a break at this point, and we will come right back live from the Tabernacle on Temple Square.